Brother Clayton Cook from the Sturgeon Heights Congregation will now consider the next part of this symposium, Avoid What Erodes Loyalty, Bad Associations.
We're with people all the time, yet we limit association with those who do not worship Jehovah. Why? It's not because we're better than those who are not Jehovah's Witnesses. Our preaching work demonstrates our love of people and that all are invited to join us. But we know that friends influence each other. It's undeniable. So we apply counsel that we find in the scriptures, such as at Proverbs 13 and verse 20. Please open your Bibles and follow along as I read Proverbs 13 and verse 20. The one walking with the wise will become wise, but the one who has dealings with the stupid will fare badly. It's a scripture of contrast, of success versus failure. How do we apply it? The first phrase in the verse says, walking with. What does it mean to walk with? It's not a matter of incidental association or occasional. It refers to ongoing association. It implies love and emotional attachment to walk with. We're going to walk with someone, the wise or the stupid. Who will we walk with? Well, what does it mean, the stupid ones? Scripturally, that's not talking about intelligence or intellect. It's referring to someone who ignores Jehovah's wise counsel. That would be stupid. That would be senseless. We do not form close associates, close friendships with ones like that. They will fare badly, and we do not want to fare badly. Walking with ones like that may lead to doing something scripturally wrong, but first it affects our attitude, our feelings, our point of view. We begin to absorb the sentiments, feelings, and values of those we walk with. We could become sympathetic with the world's view that there is no reason to remain in a difficult marriage. Or we might become tolerant of immorality, including homosexuality, which is common in the world today. We might get caught up with the obsession many have with recreation, entertainment, the acquiring of material things, and all the anxiety that goes along with it. So we choose to walk with wise ones. We seek friendship with those who have a strong love for Jehovah and spiritual matters. We listen carefully to counsel, inspired counsel, such as what Paul gave to Timothy at 2 Timothy 2, 20 and 21. That counsel was given to Timothy about choosing association in the congregation. He said, "Keep clear of those lacking honor." In the congregation, we do not shun as if disfellowshipped those who are members of the congregation, but we recognize the need for discernment. That just because somebody attends meetings or a young person has parents who are zealous does not automatically mean they are wise and we should walk with them. Is their speech critical? Do they have worldly attitudes? Or is their relationship with Jehovah first in their life? Does being with them build a desire in us to worship Jehovah? That is who we want to walk with. The video we're going to watch now highlights the effect bad association can have on our attitude. Let's watch.
You know, we've been talking about times when our loyalty has been put to the test. And not to put you on the spot, but didn't you have an experience?
Mm-hmm. I did. And I don't mind sharing. It was when I was at that office job in the city. It was just coffee, as usual.
Karen, we're making some coffee. Did you want some?
Oh, I'd love it. The good stuff, right?
Oh, yes.
Thanks. Boy, I can smell it.
And somebody brought treats. It's wonderful, thank you.
Yeah.
But this time she started telling me about her problems at home.
So John, he got a text message from his ex-girlfriend.
No, that must be very hard for you.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there are some things in the Bible that have helped me in my marriage that I would love to show you.
I was excited about the chance to give a witness.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Is that for me?
I know how you like it.
Ooh, thank you.
From time to time, we talked, kept the conversations brief. And that was it.
Hey!
But over time, the conversations grew. And husbands and family were often the hot topic. And everyone had a viewpoint.
If I may, there's some things in the scriptures that I think...
I still thought I could give a witness and actually teach them something about Jehovah.
No. Honey, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Karen. Too much information, right? Mm.
You know, with a husband.
But in reality, I was the one being taught. And I was a quick learner. I was sure their thinking wasn't rubbing off on me. Until one day when Robert called. The girls knew that Robert and I had had a small disagreement that morning. And he was calling to apologize. Although some of it was my fault.
Karen, did you want to get a little coffee?
Mm. No, it's him. If you don't want to talk to him now, then don't. Besides, it sounds like he could use a little silent treatment.
I couldn't believe the effect the association was having on my attitude and my marriage.
But what could you do? You worked with them every day, and you were able to give a witness sometimes.
But I had let it turn into regular, unnecessary association that was spoiling my useful habits. And that had to change. I started keeping things friendly, but professional. I was more cautious, as I would be if they had invited me out, or if a male coworker had invited me to join him for a break.
So did that work?
It did. And I was so relieved.
And so was I.
Jehovah gave us the good morals and habits that we have. Exposing myself to bad association was being disloyal to him. When I think how far we are now into the...
How's it out there?
It's not good. It won't be long, maybe an hour.
Is Kevin with you?
He said he's not coming. That he doesn't want to have anything to do with us anymore. How sad. Now, this far into the Great Tribulation.
That may take a moment to absorb the unexpected ending of that video, but the lesson is clear. Don't be distracted by how it ended. Put the two together. Our sister Karen recognized a test of loyalty. She referred to 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad association spoils useful habits. She made adjustments now, so that she was ready for tests of loyalty in the future. May we do the same. Think carefully about our associates. Remember what our sister Karen said, or what she was doing. She was not having a Bible study with those ladies at work. They were hanging out. They were socializing. They were walking together. May we make adjustments and take great care about our association now, so that we will be ready to be firmly loyal to Jehovah in the future.